They want it overturned. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The Justice Department is filing an appeal of a judge's order that voided the federal mask mandate as a new study, as a new survey, takes a look at what people think of the requirement.
A new AP NORC poll shows Americans largely split along partisan lines over whether travelers should be required to wear masks, with 80% of Democrats in favor, but only 33% of Republicans.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has issued a statement after today's false alarm that caused an evacuation at the Capitol, saying in part the FAA's apparent failure to notify Capitol Police of a pre-planned flyover is outrageous and inexcusable. Capitol Police had evacuated the building after they spotted what they thought was an aircraft that they thought caused a threat. It turned out to be a civilian aircraft carrying military parachutists for a demonstration at Nationals Field. The FAA's policy for unruly airline passengers put in place during the pandemic will become permanent.
FAA Administrator Billy Nolen says unsafe behavior simply doesn't fly, and making the zero-tolerance policy permanent will help prevent and punish that behavior. Fines will be issued instead of warning letters, the FAA says. Since the policy was first implemented in January of last year, the FAA says the incident rate fell by 60%.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. As of February, the FAA referred 80 unruly passenger cases to the FBI for criminal review. President Biden sat down this afternoon with his top military leaders to discuss the worsening situation in Ukraine. The president with praise for the people of Ukraine in fighting off the all-out assault from Russia.
I knew they were tough and proud, but I tell you what, they're tougher and more proud than I thought. I'm amazed what they're doing.
This as Ukrainian officials warn the city of Mariupol may fall in days or hours. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The last stockpiles of a deadly Cold War-era chemical agent in the U.S. have been eliminated.
The Bluegrass Chemical Agent Plant in Kentucky, in charge of destroying Cold War-era weapons, reports the last of about 18,000 M55 rockets containing VX nerve agent has been destroyed. VX is considered the deadliest of the chemical agents that was produced by the U.S., much of it back in the 1960s. The Kentucky Army Depot still has 277 tons of other chemical agents left to be destroyed. After beginning with more than 520 tons of VX, GB, and mustard agent that was in storage for decades, but that we're told should all be gone by next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There are also chemical weapons being destroyed in an army facility in Pueblo, Colorado. Netflix lost subscribers in its recent quarter, and it's looking at ways to reverse the trend.
Netflix is testing ways to reduce password sharing, and it could be adding a new, cheaper service with commercials. The streaming service is looking at ways to boost its subscriber base. Netflix ended the recent quarter with 200,000 fewer subscribers and expects to lose 2 million more in the current quarter. Shutting down its service in Russia resulted in the loss of 700,000 subscribers. It's looking at a lower-priced ad-supported version of Netflix to compete with similar services from Disney Plus, Hulu, and others. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden say they plan to attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner next Saturday. It'll be the first time a sitting president has attended the dinner since President Obama in 2016. Former President Trump opted to skip the event when he was president, and it was canceled in 2020 and last year due to the pandemic. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.